So we made it. Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete being the you plural form of the command in Latin to rejoice. So you rejoice. You plural, rejoice. Gaudete Sunday. And why the rose color? Well, the color for Christmas is white. The liturgical color for Christmas is white. The liturgical color for Advent is violet. And when we mix the white and violet, we get rose. And so we're getting close to the white. We're getting closer. Our three magi, they started way over there. Now they made it to here. And they're starting to get a view of the stable. They're getting closer. And so are we, getting closer to the birth of the Lord. And that's what St. Paul was telling us in the second reading. The Lord is near. Rejoice. He's coming. Fill your prayers with petitions and thanksgiving. He will have his ear. He's getting close. He's getting near. And then the first reading, this prophet from Zephaniah, prophecy from Zephaniah, that the Israel, in spite of all of her shortcomings, all the ways that she betrayed the Lord who made this beautiful covenant with her, the Lord will send his son. Israel will be redeemed and will be glorious again in the eyes of God. And so this is what we rejoice of today, that the birth of Christ is getting close. Our first week of Advent, we looked at the second coming of Christ, the parousia. Christ is our just judge on Judgment Day. Then last week we talked about making straight the ways of the Lord, cleaning out our hearts, preparing that place where he can be born. We're not going to push the Lord into the stable of our life. We're going to let him have that beautifully decorated living room in the center of our hearts, where he can be our companion, our friend, our guide. And now this week, we rejoice at the nearness of his coming, that we made this journey, we're doing this preparation, and we're drawing close. And so we're coming down the backstretch of Advent. If we have made some resolutions, if we had some things that we wanted to get done during Advent, well, if we haven't got them done yet, this week is the week. Let's get her done. And we're rejoicing that the Lord is coming. And that, why is he coming though? If we take a step back from that, and we say, why did Jesus become a man? Why was he born? Because God loves us, in spite of us. In spite of our sins, in spite of our weaknesses, in spite of our faults, in spite of all the things that we do wrong, God still loves us. And he doesn't want to allow us to condemn ourselves. And so he sent his only son to die for us on the cross. The greatest gift ever given in the history of the world, God made man to dwell among us and die for us. And that's why we rejoice. And that moment is coming nearer. And so even though it happened 2,000 years ago in time, everything that Jesus did, he did as man and God. He was perfect man and perfect God. And so he did all these things simultaneously as man and God. So they're eternal because he did them as God. And so at this time of the year, we enter into the eternity of Christ's birth, the eternity of the incarnation. And we experience it just as the shepherds and the magi and those who were present 2,000 years ago. Not in a physical way, but even in a more intense spiritual way, because we have the fullness of the release of sanctifying grace upon Christ's death and resurrection, and the fullness of the Holy Spirit to accompany us in this reception of graces, in this experience of the love of God. And that's why we rejoice. Gaudete. God thinks that we are worthy of his Son, and not only worthy to have his Son come to us, but worthy to have his Son die for us. What greater price could be paid? What greater worth could anything or anybody have but to know that God sent his only Son to die for me? That's my worth That's my dignity. And if more people understood that today, I think we'd have less people going around shooting other people. But we have to communicate that message. Gaudete. Gaudete. God loves you so much, He sent His only Son. And in spite of all the bad things that you do and all of your faults, He wants you in heaven with Him forever in perfect happiness. And He went to an extreme to assure that. But yet you can always opt out. It's not obligatory. And too many people are opting out. For what? I don't know. Because what could be better than eternal happiness forever? Perfect happiness forever. What could be better? And so we opt in. And when we opt in, we rejoice. The Lord is so good. And we're going to experience the fullness. As we prepare our hearts, we'll be able to experience the fullness of that joy, of that rejoicing on the evening of the 24th of December and the morning of the 25th. So great is this moment of joy in the liturgical calendar that we have three separate masses that we celebrate to mark this event. We have the Mass of the birth of Christ, the Midnight Mass. We have the Missa Aurora, the Mass of the rising sun on Christmas morning when so many others came to rejoice at the birth of the Savior. And then we have the Mass in the day to rejoice one more time that the Lord has been born and lives among us. And so we're preparing for that rejoicing, that joy, that wonder, that goodness that should fill our hearts, fill our homes, reign over our families, reign over our society.